Therefore, you can't ask any questions here. It's a special Seiras HaKosov. Yeah. Now we're holding Daf Dalit. Yeah. Now the Gemara asks, Minolon, how do we know these Kledis of Al Mishnah? Minolon, Tebina Zvicha Lishmo. And Rashi says, Lis Lechetchila. That the Mishnah says, Lechetchila, you have to make a Shchita Lishmo. B'dievet is kosher, just as Le'olu Le'bailu M'shem Chayva. So how do we know this from? Minola debina de b'shas, you make the zvicha, the shchita of a korban, you're not allowed to sink for a different korban. How do we know this? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, v'yim zevach shlomim korbonoi. If the korban is a shlomim, so the word zevach is extra. Just should have said, v'yim shlomim korbonoi. What does the word zevach mean? So with that thing, shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim. That b'shash you make the zvicha, the shchita, you should have in mind l'shem shlomim. You're supposed to think it should be for the first korban. Now this is l'chetchila, and therefore if you do not do this, you think for another korban, it's called l'ol l'bayim l'shem chayva. So that's the pasuk, the extra word v'im zevach. So Mora says, maybe no, v'dilma hainu shmayu. Maybe that's the name, Zevach Shlomim. That's the way the Torah calls a Korban Shlomim. It calls it Zevach Shlomim. So maybe the word Zevach is not extra. Just this is its name. So Mora says, no, I'll prove it to you, that's not the, it's not its name. Midah says, since the Pasuk says otherwise, Hamak Rebez Dam HaShlomim. Or else the Pasuk says, Hazorik is Dam HaShlomim. You bring it, your makriv means you make the halacha, you bring it close to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach. And here, v'loiksiv zevach, it does not say the word hazarik es dam zevach hashlomim, it just says the word hashlomim. So then, why in the first pasuk v'hocho ksiv zevach? What does it say here? V'yim zevach shlomim karbonoi. You see, the word zevach is extra. You see, when the Torah talks about a korban shlomim, it just says the word shlomim. And here it says the word zevach. So it must mean shmamino shetei zvicha l'shem shlomim. Here we find out, the Torah says it one time, it's a mitzvah l'chitchila to have in mind l'shem shlomim. And therefore, if you have in mind opposite, it's considered l'olu l'bailu l'shem chayva. Now even though l'chur from here be mashmo l'chitchila, you should have the ferish kavana l'shem shlomim. And not like we had before, that even though Stam is kosher, we had before the Rabbonin, the Bez, the Meir Takona, not to have Kavona Lishmo, because maybe you'll have the wrong Kavona. But the Chur here at Smash, at least Lechetchila, you should think Lishmo. But if you have Stam, we had before, Stam is also considered like Lishmo. Smell would still be kosher. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, okay, Ashkechon Zvicha. So far you found the apostle Zvicha that the Shechita has to be done Lishmo. But Shara Avoidis Minolam, like we spoke out, there are four Avoidis that are Likuva. You have to first do the Shechita, which is even kosher with the Zar. Then you have to make the Kabbalah Saddam to receive the Dam in a Kli, which is only kosher with a Kayin. And then the Halacha, you walk with it to the Mizdeach. And then the Zrika. So you have three other Avoidis. How do we know the other three need Lishmo? The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, Nelef Mizvicha, like a Binyanav, why not? Why should Chita be any different than the rest of the Kabonis? Nelef Mizvicha. Mar says, no. Mal Zvicha, maybe by Chita is something separate. Shekei Nifsulo Shloim L'Shem Ochlem B'Pesach. By Korban Pesach, that's the one Korban that the Ikka purpose of the Korban is Fachilo, is to be able to eat the Korban. And therefore, b'shash chita, let's say you had in mind to shecht it for a chayla, for an older person that cannot eat meat, the lachra is the korban is posel. It's a new psul that it has to be to people that can eat the korban. And not if you think upon somebody, even though he's the real owner, if he cannot eat it. And that psul is only b'shash chita, not b'shash the other dollar of oidus. The Gemara of the Adashin says, Ashet t'chaisu means chita. So Kitzah, by the Malacha of Shechita, there's something separate, special about it, that by Korban Pesach, B'shas the Shechita, if you have in mind that this Korban is going to be for somebody that cannot eat the meat, there's a psul. So you see Shechita as separate psulim. So maybe you are then, by old Korbanis, that's that you have to think with Shmo, maybe it's only by Shechita and not by the other three. El Rado, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Hamakriv es Dam HaShlomim. You should bring the Dam HaShlomim. So Vidashna means, Shetei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlomim. There the word hamakriv means a kabbalah, so it means that kabbalah sadam should be done the shame shlomi. To the more of a lichta rachmona be kabbalah. So what's the drush? It says hamakriv is dam hashlomim. It says next to word shlomi. Just said hamakriv. What's the lashon dam hashlomim? So it means that the akrova, the kabbalah sadam, should also be done l'shem a korban shlomim. So Mar says, okay, v'lichter v'chamona b'kabbalah. Let it just say here by kabbalah. V'leilav shchita minayit. Let's learn everything out from kabbalah. So Mar says, no, you need like both, at least shchita and kabbalah, v'shom v'ikul l'mifrach. You could ask a question like this: mal l'kabbalah shekem sula bizar. Kabbalah, that's the beginning that has to be done with a kohen. If a zar, a regular Yisrael, receives the dam, there's a psul. And if Mor says the isha, isha is also psul. The sheet says takes out the word isha. Pshita, she's psul. But I call upon him from Kabbalah, it has to dafka be a kohen. So maybe only Kabbalah would have the psul, but I will not learn out shchita from Kabbalah. So therefore, it's good where I need these two psukim. So okay, good. So Mor says, Ashkechon, Shchita, v'Kabbalah. Okay, so far we have two psukim, one v'shas Shchita, and one v'shas the second avodah of Kabbalah, receiving the dam. But Zerika Minon, how do I know Zerika? When you spritz the medam on the Mizbeach, how do I know also De L'chatchila, you have to be Mechavin, L'shem, the Korban. V'chitame, maybe you tell me, Leilat Mehani, let me learn it out from Shchita, from Kabbalah. That's how you know, Ma'lahani Shekein, Tunet Sofen. I tell you, the Shechit and the Kabbalah, the Dafka by Kodesh Kadoshim, by Echatat and Anoilo, has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach. It has to be done on the Sofen. Mashenkin the Zerika, it's not done on the Sofen. Zerika is done on the Mizbeach. It's only before the Zerika. The Shechit and the Kabbalah has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach in the Azorah. And second, the Yeshme Bechatas Apnimis. And by the Chatas Apnimis, there's a Shchita and there's a Kabbalah. Mashenkin is Zerika, there's no Zerika on the Mizbeach Hachitzayim. There's only a Zerika on the Mizbeach Apnim. So, kids, you do not have Zerika the same places that you have the Shchita and the Zerika. So, I would not be able to learn it out. You see, the Torah gave special halachas about a Shchita and a Kabbalah. Whereas, I would not know Zerika. Ela Rad, the Pasuk says, Hazerik as dam hashlomim. Again, the word shlomim is extra. Just should it's talking about the parsha of shlomim. It just should have said hazerik as adam. What dam hashlomim? It's a drasha. She says zrika l'shem shlomim. That b'shas you make the zrika, you have to be mechaber to do with the shem shlomim. For the gemara v'lichta rachmona b'zrika, very good. Let the Torah just say it by zrika. For leilif b'nei, let's learn out all the other two avodis from zrika. Right. So Mar says no. Mishum diklam ifrich. He asked the question on this also. Diklam ifrich. Mal is zrika shekein chayev ole zar misa. Even though zar is possible to do the kabbalah and the halacha, but he's not chayev misa if he does those two. Only b'shas zrika. If a zar or Yisrael would make the zrika of a korban, then he's chayev misa. This is what we dashim from sukim. Rashi says, "Say the Gemara, Numa Arba Avoid Zar Chay Vele Misa Zrika V'Yak Torah V'Nisa Chamayim V'Ayayim." So there's only four avoidis, and these it's only Zrika. So therefore, you need a special pasuk for Zrika that you need Mishmo. that's why you cannot learn out of Mifakert. You can't learn out the other ones from Zrika. Zrika has something special to it that you see a Zar Chay V'Nisa Misa. So Gemar says, Ashkechon, so far we found Kula. We found three of them so far. But Halacha Minol, how do we know the fourth Avodah Halacha? That's carrying the blood from the Mokum where you made the Shchita, where you made the Kabbalah, you have to make the Shchita, usually you make it far away from the Mizbeach. Now you have to carry this dam, carry the Mizrach, the cup, until the Mizbeach. So how do I know? B'shas, then also you have to be Mechavein, L'shein, the Korban. The Chita, maybe you'll tell me, Leilif Mikulu, I'll learn out Halacha from the other three. So Mor says, no, Halacha has a kalis to it. Ma'lekulu, shekein avoida, shi'ev shilavatlo. There's no way to get out without doing it. You have to make a shechita, you have to make a kabbalah in the kli shoros, and you have to make a zrika. There's no way to get out of it. It's possible to make the shechita right next to the mizbeach. You don't have to. That's not the makom lechetchila, but it's possible. It's possible to make the shechita of the korban and the kabbalah adam right next to the mizbeach. So you're standing right here with the mizrach. All you have to do is just sprinkle it on the mizbeach. There's no halacha. So this avoid of halacha, you could get out without doing it. So even when you do it, maybe it's not that choshev. Maybe there you do not have to think l'shein the korban. So where's my pasuk that even halacha also needs lishmo? Elo makro, the pasuk says v'hikriv es hakol ha-mizbecha. You should be makriv, bring everything on the mizbeach. And v'tani word like this v'hikrivul zu kabbalas adam. When the pasuk says lashon of v'hikriv, usually that means kabbalas adam. The rashi of a shocher has been a baka v'hikrivul ben yaron akronim zu kabbalah. Why? The boso shchita ksiv. It says it right after shchita. And you can't say it means halacha, because you didn't make the Kabbalah yet. Yeah. So it says, v'ikrivo zu kabbalas adam. Now, I skipped something. V'ikrivo v'yomama zu halacha zevorom lekevish. Forget that usually lashon of hikriv, usually v'ikriv means halacha, bring in the closer. So it means bring the pieces of meat to the mizbeach, to the kevish, to the plank going up, to burn it. So usually the hikriv means halacha. Now, Patani, we learn like this. Another pasuk says, v'ikrivu. Here it says, Rashi says, v'ikrivu zu kabbalas adam, zu kabbalas adam. And here, v'heklich, it has to mean kabbalah and not halacha. So the question is, if it means kabbalah, why does the pasuk say in the lashon of v'ikrivu, which is usually a lashon of halacha? So v'yapik rachmona b'lashon halacha. The Torah says this word, v'ikrivu, which here it means kabbalah sadam, in a lashon of hakrivu, which is usually a lashon of halacha, carrying the blood. So why? Lameimer here, the famous Yidrosha teaches us, Lameimer teach you, that the halacha loitivka mechlal kabbalah, that any halacha that applies to kabbalah sadam, it also applies to the halacha. The Torah says the lashon of kabbalah sadam here was a lashon of hakrivu, the same lashon of halacha. To teach me that all the halachas of Kabbalah apply to halacha. So just like by Kabbalah we have spoken before, it has to be done lishmo, you have to do it l'shem, the korban, the same thing, the halacha, also has to be done lishmo. That's how I know all four avodas have to be done lishmo. So this is very good. The Ashkichon Shinu Kodesh. So far we found it has to be done l'shem, the korban. More curious also, so far we don't know what korban shlamim. How do we know other korbanos? That we'll see later on. But so far we found the dalad avodas by at least the korban shlamim. Ask chon shinu kodesh. Shinu by liminolin. How do we know also where's the makor that if you shech the korban, l'shem a different owner, the korban is also possible by a chattis, and by the other one it's all l'shem choyva. Even though in our Mishnah doesn't say clearly shinu bailam, we spoke out, Tais spoke out before, Rashi also says, really it's the Gemara later, the Mishnah later, about shishu dvorim shazevach nizbach. We had the Gemara before, and there it says clearly, you have to shecht l'shem the owner. So you see, there's a shinu bailam, that you have to have in mind the owner of the korban. And if you have in mind for somebody else, then it's lo'ol l'shem lo'ol l'choyva. So how do we know this psul of Shinu Bailam? Shinu Bailam in Olam. Omer Rav Pinchas, Brezi Rav Ami, Omer Kronoposik says, Ubosa Zevach Toidas Shlomim. It says extra, it says Toidas Shlomim, because of Korban Toido, a Shlomim. So we dashin, Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Toido. Maybe it could be the word Zevach here is extra. It says, Ubisar, the word Zevach is extra. Ubisar Zevach Toidas Shlomim. That the Zevach, when you shech, this korban toida, have in mind the shame of korban toida. So, emenu inyan l'shinu kodesh, if you do not need it for the machshava of shinu kodesh to think for the right korban, then nafku lo mihosam. We had that already from vim zevach shlom korbanoi. We had already a posik for zevach. So, to nu inyan l'shinu bailam. you have an extra pasuk here. By kosher, for sure, we say this. When you have an extra pasuk in one parsha, we put it onto another parsha. Even though another kasher would have been, sometimes we have something like that. By kosher, there's a cloud of shinu lakos of lakim. That by kosher, the Torah says on something once, that's a new chiddush only by kosher. If the Torah says something once, it only means a mitzvah. It's not likuv. If you don't have it, it's still kosher. When the Torah says something twice, by kachim, then it's the kuv, then it's the psul. So really, can ask the question, what's the Gemara's question? What are we doing with the second drasha for? Maybe the second drasha is to teach us likuva. So what you have to say is,
let's ask this question.
Cool, maybe you have to say, answer is that the Gemara would rather say psulim lechetchila than to say psulim likuva. Since you could put it for someplace else, and that alone in lechetchila, we don't need it for likuva. Oh, I'm not sure. But Kofanim, the Mar said it's extra over here, this word, and therefore we're using it for Shinu Bailam. For the Gemara of Ahai, Lahokud Yos, is this what it came for? For me boilei, so how mean it was, we're dashing from the extra word that it says, Toida Shlomov. Like the word Shlomov is extra. So Mar says, is that the postik? We need it for something else. Look at the time like we learned. The Gemara later. Ubosa zevach toida shlomach, the pasuk says. Sabachonilim abachonin says, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, that the bo lilmoid comes to teach us like this. Bolalame, that toida sheshochto l'shem shlomim, where they were bringing the korban toida. Let's say they had in mind to bring it for korban shlomim. You should know ksheira. Ksheira means it's even olu l'bailim l'shem chayva. If the bailim made a Reuven made a neder, that he has to bring a korban toida, and now b'shash chita, so he had in mind the korban shlomim, still he's mekayim his neder. It's called olu l'bailim, it's ksheira 100%. What about the opposite way? It was a korban shlomim. Sheshochton l'shem toida, that the person made the shchita had in mind for a korban toida, psula, which means the olu l'bailim, the bailim is not mekayim his choy, will have to bring another korban shlomim. So the question is, my hefresh benzel is there, what's the difference? And the answer is from our pasuk that toida kruya shlomim. Here the pasuk says toida shlomov. The Torah calls the korban toida or shlomim. Therefore, if you have in mind by your korban toida l'shem shlomim, it's kosher 100%. But the opposite way, v'yein shlomim kruya toida. But a korban shlomim is not called the korban toida. So you see, you need the word toida shlomov for this type of a drasha, not for your drasha of shinu bailim. So Moritz says no. So Moritz says anan mizeva chaminan. My drush is not from the word toida shlomov, but from the beginning it says ubisar zevach toidas. The word zevach is extra. So the word zevach teaches us that you need shinu bailam. You have to have in mind for the right owner and not for somebody else. So what's very good? The akati mi boilei no, still I need it. That. The Katimi Boilon, I still ask the question, Chatis V'yosher Minayin. How do we know by Korban Chatis or by Korban Oshim? Talmudim, it says the word Zevach. This is one continuation. The Rashi says, Pateras Kanim Ketoni Lo, Gabi Haikro, Ubosa Zevach Toydish Tomov, V'yon Korbono Yeyochal, Lamadno, this post comes to teach us, L'toydo Shenechelis L'yon V'layla. That it's not like a regular shlomim that you could eat for 2 days, but rather a korban toid is only for 1 day and it's night. So Murray has to, this part of Teres Kanim that in the katim voilei chatis v'yoshim inayin. How do we know that a korban chatis and oshim are the same halachas that you could only eat it for 1 day and not for 2 days? Talmud loy mezevach. It says here by toido the word zevach. They come to teach us that not only a toid is this way, but who adin a korban chatz and a noshim has the same halacha, that the kohanim can only eat the meat for 1 day and 1 night. So you see, you need the word zevach for something else. So Mar says no. In came of only for this drosha, that you could only eat the these kabonis for 1 day, nichtav kro ulbosa toid shtom of zevach. They should have said the word zevach at the end. My zevach, what is the zevach at the beginning? Shemamina tarti. The Gibbous started talking about the Yachilah. The Yachilah is all the way at the end. It should have said the word Zevach at the end of the Pasuk. Since it says the word Zevach at the beginning of the Pasuk, Shmamina Tarti, we made two drushes. One drusha true, just like a Toid is only for 1 day and 1 night, The same thing, the other Zvachim, a Chatas and a Noshim, is also only for one day and one night. But since it says the word Zevach at the beginning of the Pasuk, it comes to teach us that B'Shah Shchita, you have to have something special in mind. What's something special? You have to have in mind the owner, and not to do it for a different person. If you have Reuven's carbon in mind for Shimon, that makes it so.
Yeah.
So good, even if like this, Ashkechon so far, if we found Zvicha, that B'Shah Shchita you have to have in mind the shame the owner. But Shara Avoidis, how do we know the Shara Avoidis? B'Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Leilith Mizvicha or not, no, Mala Zvicha Shkein Poisol Shvel L'Shem Oizlam Pesach, we had before, by Korban Pesach, there's something special, B'Shah Shchita, you have to have in mind only for people that could eat the carbon. If you have in mind an older person or a sick person that cannot eat it, it's a psul, and that psul is only B'Shah Shchita. So you see, B'Shah Shchita, you have to have special things in mind. Maybe not by the other avoiders. For us it's true, but Nemra Zvicha, B'Shinu Kodesh, let's see, by the first Pasha of Shinu Kodesh, that you have to have in mind the right carbon, it says the word Zevach, the Shchita. B'Nemra Zvicha B'Shinu Bailam, Udashni, now a second time Zevach, to mean you can't think for a different owner. If so, Ma Zvicha Mur B'Shinu Kodesh, Loi Cholak, you didn't make any differences. Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avoidis, that just like Shchita needs Lishma for the right carbon, the same thing the other three Avoidis also need Lishma. So maybe Av Zvicha, the same thing should be said by Zvicha, who Amur B'Shinu Bailam, by the second Pasht, that you should not think that this carbon should be for a different owner, is Leitecha, there should be no difference for him, Bein Zvicha L'Shar Avoidis. Has run out of Binyan Av Shinu Bailam from Shinu Kodesh. Just like Shinu Kodesh, if you have in mind the wrong korban that passed by all four avodis, the same thing by Shinu Bailam. If you have in mind the wrong owner, it also makes a psul, whether it's just Shloit Olo Lebailam L'Shem Chayva, or by Chattas and a Pesel that's really passed the korban, it applies to all four avodis. Samar says, no, here's a big difference. You can't make such a binyan out. I'll tell you, Ikla Mifri, you can ask a question like this. Ma L'Shinu Kodesh Shekein Sula Begufay. But Shemar Sum, we slug this up. It means it's a psul in the goof. But some of you used to shame psul the goof. I will soon see what this means. That it's a psul in the goof of the carbon itself, the actual carbon, becomes psul. And also, the yeshnu bi'abra avoidus. That it applies to all four avoidus. So Rashi says a bichidish here. Let's see Rashi inside. The yeshnu badalar avoidus. Rashi the means shem shochat shloi lishmoi. If you shech the korban a chatis for korban oilo, oy kibul v'holak v'zorik shloi lishmoi. Afa pish lechishiv elo al shchita. You only have in mind to make the shchita l'shem a korban oilo. Shloi lishmoi posel. That's the psul shloi lishmoi. Because Rabbi Lulei, like we said before, avul shinu bailim. Who Rashi is the maskana. But when is there a psul shinu bailim? That you have in mind this carbon should be only for somebody else, loy shayach ele bezrika. The real machshavah only applies really b'shas bezrikas adam. Why? To the rabbinic shchita lisso b'shinu bailim, einu elo, when do we say there's a psul b'shas shchita? Kegoin sheshochat almanas lizrak leschapa bayachar. Only if your intentions were true b'shas shchita, but b'shas shchita you're thinking now, if you're a kohen, that later when you're going to make this rika, you're going to make this rika for a different person. Because the owner of a korban receives the kapara, receives the forgiveness from this korban. Where is the kapara of a korban? B'shas rika. So really you have to have in mind that this rika should be done for somebody else. Avol shochat shaloi l'shem bolov, but only b'shas shchita you thought then that this korban should help for somebody else, but you did not think then you're going to make a zrika for the other person. Ein zu machshava. That's not a machshava. The shinu bailim. Why? Because the shinu bailim l'shayach b'korban elu l'scharpa boy. What does the owner have to do with the korban? Only for the fact that he receives the kapara. The kapara b'zrikahi. The ikka kapara of a korban is b'shas zrika sadam. Clearly, if I shech this korban l'shem somebody else, it's still kosher. Shechtu amanas lizroik l'shem plani dem pasul. V'chelini kabbalah locha, the same thing. That you say the shinu bailam really is only that you have to have in mind, even though we're saying now it applies by shchita and by locha and by kabbalah, but it only means that b'shas these avodas you have to have in mind that later when you make the zrika, you have in mind to make the zrika for somebody else. Even though later b'shas zrika you do not think like that anymore, you already made a psul. But even b'shas shchita, it's not the psul just thinking that this shchita should be done for somebody else, because that's not what the person needs. The person receives from the korban the outcome of the korban. The outcome of the korban is the kafara. What comes out helps for you, not that the shchita helps for you. It's not called your shchita. Tatsumar says you can't learn out shinu bailim from shinu kodesh. Where it says, because shinu kodesh supplies the arba avoidus. Each avoida by itself, there's a psul of shinu kodesh. But by shinu bailim, it's not true. The main shinu bailim is only that the zrik is being done for somebody else. V'yeshnor liyacha misa. Shinu bailim applies even liyacha misa also. Whereas shinu bailim does not apply lacha misa. We'll soon see why. V'yeshnu b'tzibur k'biyachid. A shinu kodesh applies by korban tzibur, whereas by korban applies to both. Whereas the shinu bailam does not apply by tzibur, because by tzibur everybody is the bailam. There's no shinu bailam. So therefore, you cannot learn out shinu bailam from shinu kodesh. The Gemara says like this: V'yafagav, even though V'yafagav detarati lav davka. Two of these things that we just said is not.